Yeah. Well, you know, it's really important that you give an activation receipt when you're giving a gift card.
Sure.
And then if you receive one, like I said, try and use it as quickly as possible or load it into your account. But you can, as soon as you get it, often there are instructions and information out on how to check the balance of a gift card. And so pay attention to those terms and conditions that you receive when purchasing them and pass them along to the recipient so they can monitor and keep track of that gift card and notice if there's any suspicious activity. And if there is, report that to the retailer as quickly as possible to see if there's any recovery steps that can be taken.
Well, always good stuff, Michelle. And I know you're going to be back on the morning show later this month to talk about some other topics around the holidays. Can you give us a little sneak preview of what you'll be talking about then?
Well, I think we can talk about some charitable giving, the online holiday schemes that are out there, package delivery schemes, and toy safety.
Oh, okay. All good topics and timely. Thank you so much for your expertise today.
Well, thank you. And if you have any questions, please reach out to the Consumer Protection Hotline at 1-800-422-7128.
That's Michelle Reinert, Administrator for Division of Trade and Consumer Protection, Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection on this portion of The Morning Show. Center, where your family always comes first, and PCB Wealth Management.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788. Stopping by at Highway 14 East or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. After a declaration of martial law, South Korea's president now faces calls to resign. ABC's Joo-hee Cho with more from Seoul.
Already he's deeply unpopular. There are dozens of attempts to impeach him and his close aides, which the president refused in accordance to the Constitution. But this is just the beginning. We will likely see strong steps to drag him down from power. All this ironically triggered by himself.
And President-elect Trump's choice for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth facing more scrutiny on Capitol Hill. Some Republican senators tell ABC News they are not inclined to vote in favor of his confirmation. More snow for parts of the Great Lakes, where they are still digging out from an earlier storm. Cold temperatures and ice across some southern states. Deliberations resume today in New York City, where a former Marine is accused of putting a fellow passenger in a chokehold on the subway. That passenger died. Daniel Penny facing manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide charges. This is ABC News. Federal authorities looking into mysterious drones flying over central New Jersey. Details from ABC News senior investigative correspondent Aaron Katursky.
The FBI is now investigating multiple sightings of swarms of drones hovering menacingly overhead night after night for the last several weeks. The drones have been described as larger than what a hobbyist might fly. Some of the drones have been spotted close to a military installation and President-elect Trump's Bedminster Golf Club, where he frequently stays. The FAA says at the request of federal security partners, it is prohibiting drone flights over Picatinny Arsenal Military Base and Trump's golf course.
Officials say there's no immediate danger to the public. Hamas and Fatah are reportedly nearing an agreement on who will oversee Gaza after the war. Palestinian officials say an independent committee would administer the strip, effectively ending Hamas's rule there. Israel has ruled out any post-war Gaza for either Hamas or Fatah. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette at the Prescription Center. Our new store at 930 Sexsonville Road is great. We have room, windows, and the same friendly people. Thank you to all who have continued to allow us to care for you. Please remember to check when you register with your provider that the Prescription Center is your preferred pharmacy. At our new location, we are now able to be pet friendly. If you are riding with your pet, please bring them in. We would love to meet them. It is Part D time again. There are lots of changes this year. Large increases in deductibles, the ability for your Part D plan to cover your copays, so January is not so expensive, and changes to cover drugs. It is important that you check your coverage for next year. We will do that for free. We have our drive-up in place, so pull up to the door and call 647-8806. Paul will run or walk your prescription and pet treats out. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Are you saving enough to maintain your current lifestyle throughout your retirement years? Is it time to increase your retirement plan contributions? Could you get more out of your retirement plan if you changed your allocation of funds?
Rob Renish at PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, can help you determine if it would be in your best interest to make these or other changes to your retirement plan. Call him today at 608-588-9946 or simply stop by any local branch to arrange a free, no-obligation personal consultation. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value. Santa Claus is coming to Arena Saturday, December 7th from 8 a.m. to noon. The Wildlife Forever ATV Club and Arena VFW are hosting Santa's Workshop at the Arena VFW. Kids will get to pick out special gifts for their family members, and Santa's helpful elves will wrap each one ready to go right under the Christmas tree. Gifts are generously donated by the community, some brand new, some gently used. Parents, a small donation, just 50 cents to a dollar per item, helps keep the magic alive. And while the elves work their magic, kids can meet Santa, share their Christmas wishes, and enjoy the holiday spirit. They are still collecting small gift donations for the workshop. Drop them off at Prem Meats, Crappie Shop, or Grandma Mary's. Saturday, December 7th, bring your little ones to Santa's Workshop at the Arena VFW, 8 until noon. Let's make this holiday season unforgettable. Sponsored by Wildlife Forever ATV Club and the Arena VFW. We'll share with you forecast facts and details here coming up. Fact of the matter is, you better get some strong straps for your bonnet for later today. Ever wondered if it's too late to become physically active? At Simon's Recreation Complex, they believe you're never too old to exercise. More and more older adults are proving this every day. Before you start, remember to take some precautions. Check with your doctor before beginning any exercise program. Start slow. Don't try to do too much too fast. Choose activities that are fun and suit your needs. Wear comfortable clothing and footwear. And always take time to warm up and cool down. Stretch slowly to avoid injuries. Simon's Recreation Complex is proud to be a part of Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active programs. These top fitness programs are designed specifically for older adults, ensuring your safety and enjoyment. Call or stop today. With your Medicare supplement insurance card, you may be eligible for a free membership, including all classes. Discover why many of the members call Simon's Recreation Complex their personal fountain of youth. Let them help you increase your energy and decrease the aches and pains of aging. Partner with Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center for a healthier, happier you. Remember, you bring the commitment and they have the means to make it happen. Simon's Recreation Complex, where age is just a number and fitness is for everyone.
Changing someone's life is one of the greatest feelings that a person can have. Volunteers get to have that feeling each time they donate their time to help others. Schmidt Woodland Hills is a great place to donate some of that time. Schmidt is a not-for-profit 501c3 organization that relies on the kindness and generosity of members of our community to make a difference in the lives of our residents. If you would like to make a difference in someone's life, contact Jeremy Walsh at Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Now through December 7th, A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet has amazing deals for the whole family for Black Friday and Small Business Saturday. Buy a regular price twin or full mattress and get a free pillow cub from Pillow Cube. Perfect for teaching kids healthy sleep habits. California King adjustable base is just $150 with the purchase of a California King mattress. Buy two recliners for just $750. Purchase a Mod Max 5-piece sectional and get 25% off all home accessories. Free recliner with the purchase of a sofa and love seat. Get a Cooperite copper-infused queen mattress for only $700. These deals are while supplies last and can't be combined. Visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center for details. You don't want to miss this sale.
Your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and find out how you can buy a house without needing 20% down.
Today, a high of 37 with morning sunshine and then southwest and northwest winds through the day. 15 to 30 with greater gusts this afternoon. A wind advisory will be in effect for our immediate area from noon until late evening. A low of 11 tonight. Thursday, partly cloudy to sunny and a high of 24. Thursday night, a low of 10. And Friday, partly cloudy and still cool, a high of 27. 40 for Saturday, yes. And then 48 again for Sunday. Looks like some precipitation coming in on Sunday night into Monday. Maybe some rain, drizzle, snow showers on Tuesday and 33. Right now, WRCO Studios on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. We're at 22 degrees.
This is Heather from the Creative Outlet, where we have clothing with six tag colors on sale every day.
I'll have a blue Christmas. Without you, it feels so blue. It just thinking about you. It decorations of red on a green Christmas tree. It won't be the same, dear. If you're not here with me, and when those blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue memories start calling. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas, but I'll be a blue Christmas. Oh, baby, I'll miss you.
Seymour Swine and the Squealers right there. Henry Bray's favorite holiday song. And a blue Christmas. It's now 22 degrees at WRCO on this Wednesday, December 4th. This is Brett Young.
Space or for me to pull you closer. I can be your sunshine on rainy days. I can wipe your tears away. Just pick out a song I can hold you to. Go on, let down your hair, baby, kick off your shoes. They say life's a dance. If that's the truth, I only wanna dance with you. When strength when you ain't feeling strong. Close your eyes and don't forget to breathe and just follow my lead. And we can pick out a song, I can hold you to go on. Let down your hair, baby, kick off your shoes. They say life's a dance, and if that's the truth, I only wanna dance. Hold you to go on. Let down your hair, baby. Kick off your shoes. They say life's a dance, and if that's the truth, I only wanna dance. I only wanna dance. I only wanna dance with you. Only wanna dance.
Shelton on WRCO, WRCE. our Sunrise from the Center broadcast today. We'll see what old Hank has up his sleeve in a few minutes, and we'll check out birthdays and anniversaries as well on a Wednesday morning. A little later on, some trivia for you, chances to win a great prize along the way with our trivia question of the day.
Quartz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
For over 40 years, Heartland Christmas Trees has been more than just a tree lot. It's where family traditions begin. Choose from Frasier, Concolor, and Balsam Firs, Scotch, White, and Norway Pine, or the classic Blue and White Spruce. Plus, you'll find wreaths, roping, tree lights, and more to make your holidays magical. Heartland makes it easy with free shaking and netting for your tree. And kids will love the free candy cane. Stop by the Heartland Christmas Tree Lot at the Starlight 14 Drive-In on Highway 14 East in Richland Center. Open daily 9 to 8 with a lighted lot for evening shopping. Heartland Christmas Trees, a family tradition for generations. Furniture, decor, and more has extended its Black Friday sale. Take advantage of unbelievable deals now until December 5th. Sofa sets starting at $699.99, or use any of their coupons for savings up to $500. Don't miss the extended Black Friday sale going on now at Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel, and now open in Westby. Furniture, Decor, and More has extended its Black Friday sale. Take advantage of unbelievable deals now until December 5th. Sofa sets starting at $699.99, or use any of their coupons for savings up to $500. Don't miss the extended Black Friday sale going on now at Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel, and now open in Westby.
At the Creative Outlet, we carry handmade gifts made by many of your local friends and neighbors.
Richland Hospital was recently recognized with a 5-star rating for patient experience. Patients were surveyed by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services on numerous aspects of their care experience, including how attentive their nurses were, the cleanliness of the facility, and how well they understood what their plan of care would be after they left the hospital. A 5-star rating is the highest score possible. Thank you, Richland area community, for trusting us with your care.
Thank you for joining us. It's the midweek edition of The Roundup, Hanko or Fact. Sponsored on WRCO-FM by Julie Karen State Farm, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and Syme Funeral Home. It's The Roundup.
The Roundup.
With Phil and Hank. Is Hank full of Hanko? Let's find out now.
It's time for The Roundup.
Good morning, Philip.
Fancy seeing you here at this time.
Yeah, it's kind of nice to see me here every once in a while.
Well, sure. I'd say so. Sure.
How you been?
Well, I've been really good.
Good. Yeah. Good. Good game last night.
Yes, it was. Yeah. Always good to get out and, you know, have a little social life, right?
Maybe. So, you see any friends from River Valley last night?
Oh, yeah. Saw lots of friends down there.
And, did they act like your friends or are they your friends?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, they are.
Okay. I didn't know. You didn't ever know about you. Yeah.
I don't think I owe anybody any money, so, you know.
They're your friends,
then. Be pretty good, yeah.
We'll talk about what you owe me later.
Last high school broadcast till Friday because the Packers bump us on Thursday night.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
They wouldn't let me call that game. You know, Wayne Larrabee's got it. You know, he's pretty
interesting. I tell you what, I'm going to make a phone call.
Okay.
When I get off here. So, hey, Wayne, Phil's going to step in for you.
I could mess it up. No, Wayne.
But anyway.
Wayne's very, very good. We're very lucky to have him and, of course, Matt LePays, one of the best of all time. And Euchre, you know. And the
I listen to Chuck Barrett all the time.
Who?
Chuck Barrett.
From?
Yeah. He's at the University of Arkansas.
Arkansas.
Yeah. He's a...
Does he say, how about them hogs?
Is you can't really tell he has a southern voice.
Really?
So, yeah,
okay.
But, very good for the University of Arkansas. But, you know, when you grow up with a guy.
Right.
You love, I mean, and the next voice is never the same.
Mm-hmm.
So, but anyway, I was at River Ridge last night. I had Shellsburg at River Ridge. Good ball game. till the end. I think Shelsburg won by like 10 or 11.
Okay.
So, good ball. Shelsburg's really, really athletic. Mm-hmm. Very, I mean, their front line is probably 6'1", 6 foot, 5'11". Very tall and athletic for Shelsburg girls.
Girls.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, that should be a good ball game when Highland plays them.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. So Highland had a big win last night in girls basketball. So lots of games.
Lots of games going on.
I was saying that, but they had a hard time finding referees for all of it.
Yeah, I'm sure they did.
Every team was in action. Even I think the old the Sextonville alumni were in action as well from Sextonville High School. So,
but you know, a lot of thing that goes against high school sports now is that a lot of officials love doing that JV games. Because they're home by 7:30, and last night you get to watch the Badgers. So,
oh yeah, sure.
So, I know the two JV officials that we had at River Ridge. Like, hey, this is what we like because now we're home in our recliner, showered, ready to go to watch the Badger game by 7:30. So, you can't beat that.
Well, you and I both said they need to move the games earlier.
Oh, without question.
I'd love to have
a 5:30 spot. Yeah. 5:30 start. Love to have that. So
now, in the old days, when everybody was milking
cows, it's totally different.
It was, but yeah, because when I played, I think game time was 8:00.
Was it really?
Yeah, I think so. I think it was JV 6:30 and varsity at 8:00. But of course, that would be later sometimes, depending on how long the JV game went.
Right. But in today's world, though, we have a lot of these student athletes driving an hour, riding an hour, and riding an hour home.
Mm-hmm.
On a school night, I just think it's so wrong. So, but that's just me.
Yeah.
And as an official, I'm always dragging behind a little bit.
Right. And then the other thing is, you don't want to start them too early. Then they have to possibly leave school early all the time if they're going on a
because they do that enough in the spring.
They do it enough in the spring. So, yeah.
Anyway, today's facto or Hanko.
Yeah. What's up with that? You're kind of yawning. You're not your effervescent self.
Oh, I'm just living the dream.
Are you?
Yeah, I got home 2 minutes before you did last night.
I know you
after our phone call.
Yeah, I accidentally butt dialed you or something, and all of a sudden I'm like, I heard hello,
but you just didn't dial me by accident. Like, you Googled you had a video call. It's like, wow, I cannot believe I'm getting a video call at 9:03 from Phil Nee.
Yeah, right. Well, the thing of it is, I don't really know how to do that. So
but you did a nice job last night.
Somehow I got a video call. Yeah.
Cruise ships have morgues, Phil.
Cruise ships have morgues?
Yeah, morgues.
Morgues?
Morgues.
Oh, yes, they do.
Morgues. It is a fact. And surprisingly, the morgue must legally be kept away from food storage areas.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what? And to each their own. But a cruise does not interest me.
No, not at all.
No.
I don't even like going out of country.
No, that doesn't bother me. But
I wouldn't.
But
wouldn't have
the thing of it is, I just, and I don't know, I'd probably be fine, but I do get motion sickness, and get when I'm on a boat sometimes I do get motion
sickness. Well, it says a lot about here.
Well, and it's a big boat, I understand. It's not like a choppy, like you're riding on the Great Lakes on a motorboat or something, but
I was on the USS Kitty Hawk, and you feel that.
I was gonna say,
yeah, you feel that,
and you're eating like three huge meals a day or more, you know, because all they do is feed you, and
right? Well,
I think I'd be sick.
You think so?
I believe I would.
Well, as much as you eat here, you're getting the good practice in it.
Yeah, exactly. Practicing at it.
Anyway, did you see the two big old tubs of cheese balls that suddenly showed up here?
Tire kicking Len.
Yes, tire kicking Len.
But the good thing is, it's the start of wrestling season. So now we have something to feed Bill Twyman.
Yeah, yep. So did he take any yesterday?
I don't know. I didn't check his pockets on the way
out. No telling with him. And you even got him some red Solo cups for for extra large.
We need to get one of those wands to check his hand, you know? When I got called out at the airport in, where was it? It was in Europe somewhere. You know, I must have looked suspicious, and I got called out, you know. I think they do it randomly, but they had the wand. They took it over my hands to check for gunpowder or something. Like, we could do that with Bill. Like, you got cheese residue from cheese balls. So.
Speaking of getting a wand, so I was we went to the Packer game, 49ers, and you have to go through this metal detector, and I beeped.
You beeped.
Yeah, it was my knees. So there was this little lady cop. She goes, the one that he goes, oh, you got to go see her. And I just act like, yay, I sprinted, check me out. And she goes, oh, my gosh. And I said, oh, yeah, get it going. I haven't had this done in a long time. She wanted my knees.
And they still, goes, oh, they did, okay.
Yeah, and she goes, you got metal knees? And I said, yes.
Sure.
So.
What about the plate in your head? Did they check that? Or
they couldn't see that.
Okay.
The first song ever played in space on December 16th, 1965, was Ben Crosby's hit White Christmas.
That sounds about right.
Is that true, or
I'll
is that Hanko?
True.
That is a bunch of Hanko.
Oh, no.
Jingle Bells.
Jingle Bells.
Was the first song ever played.
Oh, boy.
So,
well, it was a Christmas song.
It was a Christmas song, yep. All gifts listed in the song, here's a good one. All gifts listed in the song, The 12 Days of Christmas, equals 78 presents. Now, the kicker to this is all the gifts.
I think that's not true. I think it's more than that.
Yeah, it's a bunch of Hanko. The running total at the end of the 12th day would be 364.
Yeah.
1 plus 3 plus 6 plus 10 plus 15 plus 21 plus 28. 36 plus 45 plus 55 plus 66 plus 78 equals 364. That's a lot of geese laying. 42 to be exact.
A lot of lords leaping,
yeah.
Maids milking, and everything else. Oh, all right.
I thought maybe that would be something that you would need to know today.
Oh, yeah. That'll come in handy.
Unlike most rabbits, male Mississippi swamp rabbits protect their offspring, often jumping into the swamp waters to lead predators away from their infant babies.
Hmm. I'm thinking that's going to be Hanko.
It is, buddy. All domestic and wild male rabbits will kill baby rabbits or bunnies if left alone with them. But some males will only kill male bunnies.
Is there such a thing as, would you say Mississippi?
Yeah.
There is such a thing.
Dangerous dads on that one. So.
Okay. Mississippi swamp rabbits.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know,
look out for those.
You know, everybody has habits, you know, and some are good, some are bad. But did you know dolphins deliberately handle toxic pufferfish to get high? Is that a bunch of Hanko or
that's
fact?
So far out there, I'm going to say it's fact.
It's fact.
That's got to be. Can't make that one up.
The pufferfish toxins can be deadly in high doses, but are a powerful hallucinogenic.
Wow.
When dolphins enjoy. This probably flipped you out, didn't it, Phil?
Oh, Hank.
All right, one more. Let me see which one. Here we go. Yes. All right, buddy. Carrots increase their sugar content when it's cold outside to stop ice crystals that cause damage. It's another far-fetched one, isn't it, buddy?
I'd say it's true.
It is true. That's the root cause of why carrots taste sweeter in the winter.
In the winter?
Yes.
How do you dig them, though, if they're out in the garden?
Well, you can't just take them up there. I'm still waiting on my onions to grow from the spring.
Are you really?
Yeah, do you think they're going to grow?
No, I think you're probably done with those.
You think they'll grow next year?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Uh-uh.
I'm going to leave them in there.
You're going to leave them in and see if they come back?
Yeah. Swiss cheese did not originate in Switzerland.
That's true.
That's a bunch of Hanko. The Swiss cheese were the first to make authentic Swiss cheese, but they call it Emmental. Emmental or after Emmental, Switzerland is a place origin.
Okay. Origin. I wonder, because our Swiss exchange students didn't know what Swiss cheese was when we mentioned it.
Oh, really?
No. I mean, obviously it has a different name, but. And it was not the same either. They didn't.
I bet it wasn't.
Like, what is this?
Yeah. But anyway, everybody be kind. Shop local, eat local, and you be good today, Phil.
I will. I always am. I just always. I try anyway. Yeah. Go back to bed.
Building a small business takes hard work. Protecting it takes a good neighbor. A reliable resource for any small business owner is another small business owner. At Julie Karen State Farm, we are that resource. With the hands-on knowledge that we've gained from running our own small business, we're here to assist you with the coverage and financial services that best fit your unique needs, now and in the future. We're all business for small business, and that commitment starts by working closely with you to get to know the nuances of what you do. And like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels? Custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors. From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
While navigating through this holiday season, we welcome ways to save time. At WCCU Credit Union, our mobile app gives you quick access for banking day or night. With just a sliver of time, you can check balances, transfer money, pay bills, or deposit checks from anywhere. Our secure app lets you do this while you're baking the cookies, waiting for the school program to start, or standing in the checkout line. No time to shop or no idea what to buy? WCCU has popular Visa gift cards available in fun holiday designs. Supplies are limited. For more details, stop at any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccu.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you feel.
Sleepy Hollow offers Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC certified parts and service for your vehicle. Just drive right in. No appointment needed. That's right. Just drive right in for oil changes and maintenance at Sleepy Hollow. Can't make it to the dealership? We offer mobile service and free pickup and delivery. Need a courtesy car? We've got you covered. 24-hour towing? Collision Center, GM certified service, medium duty truck shop, plus auto glass, bed liners, and more. At Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you. That's Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC on Viroqua's north side.
This day in 1956, Elvis Presley, Johnny Cash, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Carl Perkins made a series of impromptu recordings in Memphis. It was released some 25 years later under the title The Million Dollar Quartet. 1990, Madonna appeared on ABC's Nightline defending her Justify My Love video, which had been banned by MTV. And in 2023, just 1 year ago, Brenda Lee hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100 for the first time in 65 years after its release. Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree hit number one. Some notes on today coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
You've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday to Ann Andre from St. Luke Lutheran Church. Greetings to Norm Ruland from the Durst Cousins. Happy birthday to Levi Felton this week up in Superior, Wisconsin, from Grandma Felton. Have a great day. Happy birthday, Jody Lewis. Enjoy your day from your friends in the Apple Shed. And to Jody Lewis, happy birthday from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. Greetings to Teague Perkins and Shirley Steiner from Richland Center United Methodist Church. Happy birthday, Juanita Fish. This is from Norma and the family. From the RC Lions, happy birthday to Teague Perkins and to Jody Lewis. And Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions today, leaving us wishes to read on the air, including happy birthday to Heath Onan, Joy Bird,
Larry Hatch, Bart Imhoff, Steve Kunai, Kevin Bassett, and happy anniversary, Daniel and Sharon Thomas. And happy anniversary, Chad and Marcia Durst Belter from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. And happy anniversary, Chad and Marcia from Lori and the Guys.
Men are so hard to shop for. Ladies, do you get stuck not knowing what to get your guy? He already has tools, clothes, sporting goods, and electronics. Hey, this is Amanda at JJ Welsh Jewelers, and I bet I know something your guy doesn't have much of. Jewelry, or maybe even a nice watch. We've recently put together some really neat jewelry that Wisconsin guys will actually wear. From amazing Glock watches to masculine chains, crosses, bracelets, and even really cool dog tags that can be engraved. And so many more amazing ideas for that hard-to-buy-for guy for Christmas. Shop JJ Welsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
Okay, but what about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want four free phones.
What if I gave them kitchen tools?
Four free phones.
Well, how about a cozy sweater?
Four free phones.
Maybe I'll get...
Four free phones.
Four free phones.
That's how you take a hint. Get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Tis the season for treating with Dunkin', and nothing brings instant holiday cheer like a dozen Dunkin' Donuts. Whether it's a work party, family gathering, or holiday brunch, it's the gift that makes everyone on your list happy. Want to give donuts or coffee for later? Pick up a Dunkin' gift card. For a limited time, get a $5 gift certificate when you buy $25 or more in Dunkin' gift cards. Gift card promotion available at T-Mart franchise Dunkin' locations only. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
At Richland Cattle Center, every Wednesday morning at 11:30, they kick things off with baby calves, followed by open heifers. By noon, it's time for the milk cows. Then they move on to springing cows and first calf heifers. Richland Cattle Center auctions feature fresh cows, first calf heifers, milking and bred back cows, bred heifers, springing cows, and even a breeding age bull. Baby heifer and bull calves are always ready too. Visit their website for the latest updates, and remember, you can view all cattle individually before the auction. Plus, they milk all lactating cows after the sale to ensure better udder health. Need transportation? They've got that covered too. Join Richland Cattle Center every Wednesday morning at 11:30 for a smooth and easy cattle buying experience. They receive, care for, and milk cattle 7 days a week. The Richland Cattle Center, your ultimate cattle auction destination every Wednesday.
23 degrees at WRCO Radio. That wind advisory kicks in a little bit later on today, so be aware if you're out driving or whatever today. It could be a little bit challenging later on today. As we mentioned, she became the oldest artist to top the charts a year ago at 78. This is Brenda Lee as we head toward news time.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop.
Thank you. Thanks for joining us today on WRCO Radio. Joanne has the news next.
Our Black Friday blowout starts now. Prepare to be wowed. For only $5.99, get a power recliner that's going to elevate your home theater experience. The Easy View adjustable headrest puts your head and neck in optimum position for reading or watching TV, even if you're fully reclined. With one-touch power controls and LED lights, you'll be impressed by the zero-draw technology, which only consumes power when the USB receptacle is in use. Did we mention there are cup holders and also storage compartments? So you'll never have to look for your remote again. Stay organized and never miss a moment of your favorite movie. Once you sink into the comfortable seating, you won't want to leave. This win-win design is a true stay-in masterpiece. Hurry into Court & Main Furniture & Mattress. Sale through December 6th.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a cloudy 23 degrees at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, the Philback family of dealerships, and Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. A wind advisory is in effect from noon through late evening for Vernon, Crawford, Richland, and Grant counties, and from 2 through late evening in Sauk and Iowa counties. Some morning sunshine, then variably cloudy and windy. Scattered snow showers by midday, a high of 37, with southwest winds becoming northwesterly 15 to 30 miles per hour, and gusts to 40 to 45 miles per hour this afternoon. Tonight, windy and much cooler. A few flurries early, then partly cloudy with a low of 11. Northwest winds 15 to 25 miles per hour, and gusts around 40 miles per hour this evening. Currently in Richland Center, after a low of 20, it's 23 degrees with east-northeast winds at 5 miles per hour.
For today, retirement, and every moment in between, doing what you love is an investment worth keeping. Capital Wealth Advisory Group knows this. We take a personalized approach to understand your life and your wealth, helping you plan for the short term, long term, or whatever your terms may be. Wealth care for you and your family. Capital Wealth Advisory Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Good morning. Property in the city of Richland Center will be reevaluated. Wisconsin state law mandates that assessors maintain their assessments within a 10% range of the state's equalized value at least once every 4 years. This requirement ensures fairness and equity in property tax distribution across the state. Andy Kurtz of Veer Becker reported to the Richland Center City Council that Richland Center's current assessment ratio is at 67% at last night's meeting. Kurtz added that market values have changed rapidly over the last 5 years. The city has received 2 non-compliance letters from the Department of Revenue, making a citywide reevaluation not only necessary but a high priority. The city last underwent a reevaluation in 2008. The frequency municipalities choose to conduct reevaluations varies, but a 5-year interval is typical. The city contracted Veer Becker to complete a request for proposal process to solicit reevaluation services. By entering into a 5-year contract for assessments, the city will be in compliance if values continue to increase rapidly, as they will be continually working to become in compliance. The council approved executing a 5-year contract with Accurate Appraisals, LLC, for a 2025 market update and annual assessment maintenance for the years 2026 through 2029 at a cost of $45,000 annually. Anna Jakubik, Vice President of Development for Cobblestone Hotels, gave a presentation to the Richland Center City Council. Headquartered in Neenah, Cobblestone Hotels prides itself on filling the lodging needs of communities throughout the United States. Since January of 2008, the brand has expanded to over 170 in 29 states. The idea she presented was for a 54-room hotel with amenities such as pool and conference room. This idea is based on a feasibility study done by a third party for the needs of Richland Center. The Richland Center Police Department will need to switch over to a radio that has digital capability. The current radios the department is using will not work on the new Richland County radio channel. The council approved the purchase of Kenwood NX5000 from Gencom in the amount of $7,644 from the Priority Equipment line and one Kenwood NX5000 in the amount of $1,528 from the response team line for a total of six radios. The council approved the purchase as well as a second motion for the police department to use the insurance check in the amount of $6,558 that has been received along with any new funds received in the future and the remaining $4,427 in the radio line to purchase the repeater, antenna, and cabling from Gencom. In other action, the council approved authorizing the zoning administrator to issue raise orders and declarations of unfitness for occupancy or use as needed. This will speed up the process in identifying and taking care of nuisance properties in the city. The purchase of a 2017 Dodge Ram 3500 truck for $34,000 from City Utilities for the Public Works Department and the sale of a 2022 Ford F-250 XL. The Ram truck has been well taken care of and is in good shape. It will also be made more, it is also more durable for using as a snowplow if needed. A one-year agreement with Emergency Communication Systems for warning system annual inspection and preventative maintenance, and to authorize the obligation and expenditure of the remaining American Rescue Plan Act funds in the amount of $122,815 for the purpose of capital outlay. Wisconsin Democrats are split over President Biden's pardon of his son, Hunter. Senator Tammy Baldwin and Congressman Mark Buchan have voiced criticism about the decision. Baldwin said that presidential pardons should not be used for personal or political gain. Buchan raised concerns about potential repercussions during Trump's presidency. Most Wisconsin Republicans are blasting the pardon plan that absolves Hunter of crimes going back to 2014. After an Election Day issue involving unsecured computers, the deputy director of the Milwaukee Election Commission has resigned. Bonnie Chang reportedly led the efforts at Milwaukee's Central Count, where over 30,000 ballots had to be recounted after seals were found not secured on election equipment. The commission is now looking to fill the vacancy before a February election. A Dane County judge's ruling overturning Wisconsin Act 10 will likely be appealed to the state Supreme Court. Passed in 2011 by Republicans who controlled the Wisconsin legislature and signed into law by then-Governor Scott Walker, Act 10 put restrictions on what public employee unions are able to negotiate, but made an exception for police and firefighter unions. Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost ruled that violates the state constitution. How an appeal fares will hinge on the outcome of the April election for an open seat on the state Supreme Court. Liberal Justice Ann Walsh Bradley announced earlier this year that she would not seek another 10-year term. Dane County Circuit Judge Susan Crawford, a liberal, and former Republican Attorney General Brad Schimmel, a conservative, are running. A win by Schimmel would flip the court's 4-3 liberal majority and likely mean Act 10 would be upheld. A special program aimed at helping Wisconsin residents caring for loved ones hits an important milestone. The Wisconsin Wayfinder program has helped over 2,200 families and nearly 670 caregivers since it started last year. The program, backed by the Department of Health Services, connects caregivers of children with special needs with resources and experts. It's designed to help caregivers stay up to date on local services and navigate the healthcare system. If you need support caring for a loved one, find out more online at dhs.wi.gov/wiscway. Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman has announced the release of the financial assessment of the Universities of Wisconsin administration. It is the final review performed by a third-party reviewer. Rothman said, quote, "These reviews have helped us refine steps to eliminate structural deficits at a number of our universities and embark on a path of long-term financial stability." In response to the most recent review, Rothman announced that UWSA will take a more active role in supporting universities in enrollment management, including enrollment forecasting. Charge a work group with representation from the universities to develop recommendations and metrics for low enrollment program evaluation. The intent is to provide the Board of Regents with a process for review of low enrolled programs that increases oversight and aligns with the rigor of the new program approval process. Enhance financial accountability standards, including the implementation of university realignment plans focused on eliminating structural deficits and the commencement of formal mid-year financial reviews of the universities. Provide more effective customer-focused shared services and expand use of those services by the universities. And continue to leverage technologies and improve administrative processes to facilitate increased data-informed decision-making.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. As autumn finally sets in, stay cozy with Chet's apparel. We have sweatshirts, crewnecks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium birdseed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet. We appreciate our friends down here at Chet's. Because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Or give us a call at 647-8833.
Today is Wednesday, December 4th. Pauline P., Polly Tishner, 93, of Spring Green, died November 26th at home following an illness. A funeral mass will be held this morning at 11 at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church this morning from 9:30 until the time of mass at 11. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Pauline P., Polly Tishner, 93, of Spring Green. Forrest J. Frosty Hagenaugh, 74, of Hillsboro, died November 18th at Bluffview Memory Care in Holman. A graveside gathering with military rites will take place this morning at 11 at the Mount Vernon Cemetery. A celebration of life will follow at the Hillsboro Firemen's Community Center in Hillsboro. In lieu of flowers, memorials would be appreciated to an animal shelter or humane society. The Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro is assisting with arrangements for Forrest J., Frosty Hagenaugh, 74, of Hillsboro. Shirley Jean Tally Gruber, 84, of Spring Green, died Wednesday at Greenway Manor Nursing Home. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at Christ Lutheran Church in Spring Green. Burial will be Friday at 10 in the Norway Grove Cemetery, DeForest. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Shirley Jean Tally Gruber, 84, of Spring Green. Richard Rick Meixelsperger, 71, of Spring Green, died Friday. A funeral mass will be held Friday at 11 at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain. Burial will follow at the church cemetery. Friends may call at St. Luke's Catholic Church Friday from 9:30 until the time of Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, a memorial will be established in Rick's name. Richard Rick Meixelsperger, 71, of Spring Green. Kathy Cox, 67, of Richland Center, died Saturday at the Richland Hospital. A gathering of family and friends will be held Saturday from noon to 2 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. A private family burial will be held at a later date at the Basswoods Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Kathy Cox, 67, of Richland Center. Jeffrey Lee Corning, 69, of Lavelle, died Sunday. A funeral service will be held Saturday at 1:30 at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home Saturday from 9:30 until the time of service at 1:30. A luncheon will be held after the service at Club Chaparral in Waniwak. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the Lavelle Team Penning Association. Jeffrey Lee Corning, 69, of Lavelle. Marjorie Marge Sherwin, 75, of Richland Center, died Saturday at a Grace Hospice Care in Fitchburg. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Monday from 11 until 2. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Marjorie Marge Sherwin, 75, of Richland Center. Lawrence Paul Larry Kataravic, 75, of Tomahawk, formerly of Richland County, died unexpectedly Thursday at Aspirus Hospital, Wausau. Funeral services will be held Saturday, December 14th at 11 o'clock at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center, with burial in St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home Saturday, December 14th from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. Memorials may be made to Whitetails Unlimited, Wisconsin headquarters. Lawrence Paul Larry Kataravic, 75, of Tomahawk, formerly of Richland County.